It is April 1945. The Allies fight deep in the heart of Nazi Germany, encountering the most fanatical resistance yet. In desperation, Hitler declares total war, mobilizing every man, woman, and child. The words fade from view. Now, dense smoke hangs in the air. Debris lies along the ruptured earth. On the horizon, silhouetted by a brilliant low-hanging sun, a rider approaches on a horse. As the rider draws closer, we discover a distinctive German officer's cap sitting atop his head. A tank sits motionless not far from a thin, barren tree which burns. The horse's hooves trod over the scorched earth, past more burning debris and military wreckage. A soldier leaps out from behind a tank's turret and tackles the German off his horse. He stabs the officer, then pulls the bloody blade from the dead man's eye socket. With slick back hair, the ruggedly handsome American soldier regards the German briefly, then collects items off the body. A patch on the American's sleeve bears the three bars of a sergeant's rank. Now, the 40-something sergeant takes the bridle off the German's horse, then strokes its face affectionately. Grabbing the horse's forelock, the slick-haired soldier guides the animal ahead, then gives it a pat on its rump. The horse heads off across the rugged terrain, and the sergeant stares after it. Looking away, the slick-haired man returns to his tank. He grabs a device off the back, then climbs aboard the giant vehicle. Standing atop the turret, the soldier peers down through the hatch. Inside the tank, a goateed soldier holds the hand of a lifeless comrade. He stares off despondently. Behind him, a blunt-nosed soldier works on the tank's wiring.
Some bitch.
The sergeant lowers through the open hatch with a reflective expression.
Did you get that fucker?
He looks toward his blunt-nosed comrade.
Knocked him off.
A young soldier with a mustache pees into a metal box. He finishes, then notices the goateed soldier still holding the hand of his headless friend.
Gordo, stop him, rest.
Gordo shakes his head.
Gordo, he's dead. He's dead! Show some respect. Leave him alone.
Gordo lets go. The mechanic glances toward the sergeant.
It's your fault!
God damn it, ain't you done yet?
You got no right to be fucking sore with me. Quit fucking riding me.
I ain't riding you. If I was riding you, you'd know it. More where he came from.
Fuck you, Don. It's your fucking fault we're here.
Are you still talking? Let's get out of here, boy.
Don kicks the mechanic.
Ah, fuck! What the fuck you do that for?
I'm trying to fix this.
You know why.
You gonna fucking whoop me? That's gonna
fucking help anything?
Don tries the radio.
Probate Fox 6.
I said, why y'all's whooping on me?
Because you're an animal. Dog, all you understand is the fist and boot.
Dog, I'm telling you right now, don't fucking call me that. I ain't a fucking animal, I ain't a fucking dog.
Vámonos, cabrón, vámonos.
Hey, you want to talk Mexican? Join another tank, Mexican tank. This American tank, we talk American.
Who put the fucking nickel in you, top? You talk Kraut. You talk German. I can't talk Spanish.
Bob, what country are we in?
Germany.
Germany. They speak German. Did you explain to him it's tool of war?
Tool of war, Gordo.
Hey, here's my tour of war.
The mechanic grabs his crotch.
Top.
You knew German before we got in this fucking war. Don't play stupid with me.
I expect all of you to pull your shit together.
Don looks to Bible.
You should stop ragging on everyone. You didn't kill Red, Germans did.
That is true, but I didn't save him either.
His number came up, that's all.
We've been lucky till now.
Been lucky?
Yes, sir. We're all alive, we're in here.
God's grace.
Bible shoots Don a look, then turns away. Wearing a helmet, the slick-haired leader stands up through the hatch. Thick smoke continues to waft over the battlefield. Don looks around, then pulls the hatch shut as he sinks back inside.
Rain's coming.
The tank jostles. The mechanic generates sparks from two frayed wires. Don looks to the mechanic.
Couldn't ask any time, sweetheart.
I'm your sweetheart, right? Okay, Gordo, crank her up.
Gordo tries a switch.
Choke her up, she's cold.
There's condensation on the plug.
Gordo cranks a lever.
All right, move out. Get us out of here.
Explosive rounds crash down as the tank moves forward.
Bible, gun front.
Roger.
Bible grips the handle of the tank's main cannon. Gordo stares through his periscope. Nazi war medals hang from the ceiling. The tank navigates through the smoky, debris-covered battlefield. Cut to black. Now, in an American encampment, German prisoners of war step off a flatbed truck into a fenced-in area. The POWs gather by the fence as a unit of army soldiers marches past. With the word Fury crudely painted on the cannon barrel, a tank approaches the encampment. Bible leans out of the gunner's hatch with an exhausted expression. A wedding ring adorns his finger. Wearing his helmet and goggles, Gordo drives with his head out of an open hatch. Kunas sits atop the tank, staring off. A bulldozer pushes corpses through the mud. Viewed from beside the tank's track, the vehicle rolls through the muck as soldiers run past. Sticking out through the top hatch, Don surveys the encampment. The tank rounds a corner past a sign that reads, Aid Station. Through the dirty windows of a military jeep, the tank rolls past an aid station. A nurse dumps a large bowl of blood into the dirt. As injured men step down from the back of a flatbed truck, MPs direct them where to go. With his head resting on one of the tank's guns, Don leans back against the hatch opening, looking out over the top. The vehicle comes to a stop. Soldiers sit around a small fire where others smoke cigarettes. A portly soldier leads a cow past a tent. Carrying duffel bags, young soldiers step down from a truck. One approaches two older soldiers sitting at a small table. With condensation dripping from the metal shaft, our view settles on the tank's gun barrel and the word Fury. Using the gun barrel for support, Don hops down from the tank. He approaches a husky soldier.
Thought you were dead.
Don shakes his head. Two more soldiers stand nearby.
Devil watches over his own. Bukowski?
Good to see you.
Don, glad you made it back.
Crew still together? Hey, Lindbergh.
Doing well.
Good.
Don turns and sees Bible and Kunas pull their decapitated comrade from the tank.
Grab his arm.
Here you go.
Lay him down. Lay him down. Move.
Two military medical workers guide the corpse to the ground.
Sit him down, soft.
As Don heads off, a smooth-faced officer approaches him.
Sergeant!
Bible crouches beside his dead friend.
Sergeant! Lift!
Bible stands as the medical personnel lift the corpse on a gurney.
Where's the rest of 3rd Platoon?
We're it.
Gordo and Kunas try to suppress their tears as the three friends watch the soldiers cart away their comrade.
What? Hey, boy, dang, you're gonna send him home, right?
I don't know that, Grady.
Red's got us all a little sad right now. We got a job to do. Grady?
We stock ammo and rations, Gordo. Water and gas. Boys, get some chow and do what you can about the mechanical issues.
We can't do shit about mechanical issues. Where are you going?
Don walks away. Bible leans against the tank and lowers his head. Pulling the cigarette from between his lips, he reaches out for stability on a fuel truck, then drops to his knees. Don buries his face in his hands. Pushing back tears, he takes another drag from his cigarette. He stares off. Our view scans a chain-link fence. Behind it, German prisoners of war stare out at us.
First Sergeant Collier?
Maybe. What the fuck are you?
Private Ellison. I was told to report to you. I'm your new assistant driver.
Don stops to look at the smooth-faced private.
No, you are not.
Yes. Yes, I am.
God damn it. Who told you this?
Master Sergeant with the clipboard.
Bullshit!
Right there,
The young soldier searches for words.
What's your name?
Norman.